Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast where all accidents are happy little accidents.
Happy little accidents, you know?
Per Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Whom which we stand. We stand. We stand Bob Ross here.
Like happy little trees. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like a tree.
You look like a tree. Hey, Tyler, real quick, the funniest joke. Ask me if I'm a tree.
Are you a tree?
No.
Well, you look like one.
Oh, okay.
How you doing, bro? Oh, wait, I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
We're your friends.
That's so true. We're your friends, and friends do not judge each other.
Even if they look like trees.
Yeah, so could you just not judge us? Wow, thanks. That'd be great.
Your tree-like appearance aside, how are you doing today?
Bro, I'm doing so good.
Good.
I don't feel like a tree.
Well, you look like one, but that's good.
Well, you keep saying that, and it's really starting to bother me a little bit.
It's just because you're tall, you're strong, you're brown.
And I... What? And I bark sometimes. And now because
rooted? Ooh, hey.
And now because of all this, I'm about to leaf.
Oh, gosh. Okay. No, we can't start.
Despite what you've experienced so far, we really do have a good show planned for you today.
I'm actually very excited.
I'm also very excited.
I'm in a very good, like, space.
A good place.
It's been a wonderful weekend.
You know what I'm saying?
You know?
Yeah.
The Lord is good.
Well, he remains good.
Oh, yes.
And whether we are or not.
Right.
You know, it's like trees. Trees, like, sway in the wind. But the Lord does not sway.
True.
He's just the truth and the way.
He's a solid foundation.
Yes, Lord.
He is the rock. Okay. Let's get into it.
Let's get into one of our segments, brother.
What would you do?
Oh, my.
Wow. What would you do? Love me.
A little nervous, actually.
You actually really should be because I have a surprise today, and we'll get into that in a second.
Oh.
Yes.
Are you going to put me, like, to the test?
Kinda.
Oh.
So this week on What Would You Do? I need to know. What would you do if you were trapped on a plane that was going down?
I would not jump out.
Well, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Even if you're overwater?
I would probably jump out eventually.
Right.
But I wouldn't just like immediately like, okay, bye.
Right. Okay, peace out.
Yeah. The first thing I think of is, okay, let's see. In my mind.
Pray first.
Right. Well, in my mind, the plane is like nosediving.
Okay.
It's going down. So I see myself trying to like climb to the rear of the plane.
Okay. Where there are no exits?
Thinking that, well, no, there is an exit. But it's like, I think so. I think there has to be.
I thought there was one at the front and the middle.
There's one at the front, the middle, and the back.
Oh.
From what I mean, if you're a pilot,
I have no idea.
Let us know.
The last time I flew was like 10, 15 years ago.
When you threw up on a man's lap?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So I'm thinking to myself, maybe I can get back here, and since the nose is going to hit first, maybe...
Have that absorb the shock.
Yeah, let it be absorbed.
That's great.
I don't know. Honestly, I would pray. I don't know what I would do.
I mean, what else? Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're going to crash.
Well, and see, here's the thing. This, and whenever I was coming up with this question, I was like, what would I do in that situation?
What would you do?
So my first thought for some reason was that for some reason Tyler knows more than the pilot. So my goal is to get to the
you're
area.
Gonna fly the plane, yeah, Tyler. Like, is that what you're gonna do?
Move, let me just do it. And somehow I'm going to have the answer and the knowledge for what button to hit to solve the problem.
May I remind you that you hit a deer recently and didn't even kill it?
I almost hit a car a second ago driving to your house.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, in my defense, we were on your road, the one-lane road. That is a one-lane road. I don't care who you ask.
Yeah, they tried to make it a two-lane.
And they pulled out. And I'm like, hello?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, whoop, whoop.
Well,
But a plane is different.
Yeah, it's much different. It's so different that I don't think you could just go up there and be like, move, I got this.
I would try my best. I guarantee it. I would pray.
I think you would be, well, you should pray first.
Right.
I think you would be justified in your attempt. Well, I just don't think you will be satisfied with what happens.
I honestly don't think I would be successful in even reaching there because I'm sure the stewardesses. Stewards.
Flight attendants?
The flight attendants, thank you. would it be like, sir, remain seated.
Sir, we're all in that tone,
even though we're like crashing. They'd be like, sir, remain seated.
Remain seated,
the
please.
The seatbelt light is off.
Exactly. Could you please like go back to your seat that's going to be crashing with us soon?
This is really inconvenient for me.
Yeah, exactly. So why should I be nervous?
Because, Cody, today... we are doing split topics, but I'm going to go ahead and do you the honor of going first.
As you should.
Right. And we are going to kind of continue what would you do in that I have several what would you do questions. Just an abundance.
Ooh, I'm so ready.
Yes.
I'm so ready.
Yes. So.
And slightly nervous.
Rightfully so.
You know.
Because my first/technically second what would you do question today is, what would you do if you woke up a bird?
I would immediately fly.
Well, of course.
I would question some things.
Question my methods, like how I got here.
I would have just a couple of questions. The first of which I would be like, you know, why am I a bird?
Right.
I was not a bird yesterday, but here I am today.
A bird.
And I would probably examine my surroundings.
Right.
Do I have eggs? Because if so, now I have more questions.
Right. Now I'm a responsible parent.
Right. I'm suddenly a parent. Possibly a parrot, depending on what kind of bird I am. Tyler, I would be in a weird place.
Well, not, right. So,
yeah.
Where would you fly to? Let's make it simple.
Where am I?
You are on top of your roof.
On top of my roof.
Your current residing roof.
I would certainly fly over to Walmart.
Okay.
And talk with those like seagull type birds that are over there.
They're called pigeons, I think.
Pigeons. And I would be like, yo, fam. Can I get some of this bread that people are always leaving out for y'all? And they're going to be like, no. And then I'm going to go over to Popeye's.
Ooh.
And I'm going to just reside there.
You wouldn't travel anywhere? What if you were like a red-tailed hawk?
Well, before I have to... Oh, well, ooh. Now, this is...
You had powerful wings.
Well, this is very much determined by what... I imagine myself as like a very small sparrow.
No.
But if I'm like a... If I'm a mighty hawk...
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to talk to those other seagulls.
Right. I'm going to assault those other seagulls.
I'm going to immediately dine upon them. No. So I feel like what I would have to do... Because I'm waking up on my roof.
Right.
I'm just chilling.
Right.
Which kind of answers my question, do I have eggs? Apparently not, because I don't have a nest. I have no home.
Right. You're a homeless falcon.
I'm a homeless falcon. I've got to get I got to put my roots down somewhere. Right. Speaking of trees.
Right.
I've got to find somewhere to make my own. And then when I go travel and I'm flying and stuff, I have somewhere to return to.
Yeah. Would you nest outside your house? Or would that be too painful?
I would nest at Popeye's. for obvious reasons.
Let's say just for the sake of...
Wait, I'm a hawk. I can't do that.
Let's just say for the sake of the conversation that you remember your old life.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Would you like stay around and monitor Sarah?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
So everybody like, this is my guardian hawk. My spirit hawk.
So am I like... Are y'all wondering where I am, or is it just like, okay, Cody?
It's kind of like he's a hawk now.
Y'all know I'm a hawk.
Yeah, let's say that.
Oh, that makes it even cooler. Okay,
so now you could do hawk things.
This changes everything. If y'all know that I'm a hawk, y'all are gonna be rich.
Oh, I can't wait to troll folks.
Look,
and to like become internet famous.
Right. It's like you summon me every day.
Right.
And it's like I need you to do these things. Because
fetch me breakfast.
I present you with a dead rabbit.
Right.
Still warm.
Right. Oh, man. Ooh-wee. I'm reminded of like that have you ever seen The Rescuers Down Under?
Absolutely.
I'm reminded of that massive eagle, the golden eagle, yes, that carried that child.
That had the feather.
Can we make you that bird so you can carry me places?
Fam, I'll be honest with you. If I had to be a bird, I would want to be something like that.
Right.
Like
you want to be the top of the food chain.
Yeah, I want to be a huge, dominant bird.
Where your only predator is an airplane. Right. Or like a stray balloon.
Right. Sky. Or a misplaced, unfortunately flown arrow.
Right.
Like someone who's learning archery, like they like pull the bow back and they release it too soon into the air and it just comes up and immediately pegs me in the chest. Oh, that would be so unfortunate.
Oh no. See, the only thing I could think of, I didn't even intend to go this deep. The only thing I could think of whenever I was coming with the question, I was like, I would fly up a building and then like dive bomb down.
Oh, repeatedly.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you'd have
to. That was like the main thing I wanted to accomplish.
I feel like I would.
I want to fly south for the, is it north for the winter or south for the winter?
South. Well, it depends on what you want.
I want to fly somewhere for the winter.
South for the winter would be like, you want to come here because it's not as cold.
Okay, I want to fly north
for the winter. But if you want to go north
for
the summer.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hello?
North for the summer is, it's like, it's cooler up there, right? But then if south down here.
I would want to go where there's snow. I want to be a snowbird. I want to be an owl.
You want to be an owl?
Yeah.
Okay. You could do that.
All right. Well, let's continue.
So I'm a sentient falcon.
Yes. Let's continue going forward. Mr. Half Falcon, Half Tree. What would you do if you were able to breathe underwater?
Hmm. Is that the only thing I can do?
Yeah.
I can just breathe underwater.
Yeah.
But I can't like swim fast or anything.
No.
Am I Aquaman?
No.
I'm not.
No, you can just breathe fast with your current level of swimming.
I would become.
You don't get the vision either. So if it burns your eyes, like.
But I can breathe.
You can breathe.
I would become a phenomenal diving instructor.
Really?
I would have to, because I would be like, I must use this power for good. And I would like become like, look, I know you're not going to believe me, but I can show you.
Yeah.
You need me here.
Right.
I can breathe underwater. Now, that's all I can do.
Right.
I have no diving experience.
I have to have these goggles on. I have to have flashlights.
Right.
These little flippers to help me swim
and
fast.
And maybe not even.
But I don't need a tank.
And maybe, right. And maybe not even a diving instructor. Maybe just, what's something else?
A diver in general. What about those underwater welders?
Well, I need to make, well, there's that. But
they make lots of money.
They do make lots of money. But it's also, I've heard, quite dangerous.
I've heard that as well.
So
probably because of the lack of oxygen there.
And the oxygen is flammable underwater.
Well, see, you won't need oxygen.
Exactly.
You can breathe.
But then I'm breathing in like the fumes underwater.
There's air pollution outside that you're breathing in every day.
But if you go breathe in like welding fumes, family, that is
maybe
not,
you'll get welding powers as a result.
Like just shoot it out of my hand, like my fingertip.
What
if I become
a strange set of powers?
I can breathe underwater and weld with my fingers. What should I do with my life?
See, for me, I was like, okay, to the ocean. But
right.
Then I was like, there's still things out
there. There's still megalodon.
And it's dark. Right, exactly. And it's scurry. I'm like, I'm not going. And I'm still going to be the same, like 20-foot radius at the beach.
I would.
Like, the most adventurous thing I could see myself doing would be like going to Morrison Springs.
Yeah.
Where the water's like super, super clear, super comfortable. And like I can see down there, and I would just stay down there and breathe, and just chill.
I would probably, in all honesty,
not do much with it.
I would just have the ability. And I would charge people $20 to watch me breathe underwater. You know what I'm saying?
Just like YouTube videos where you're just chilling underwater,
well,
like doing everyday activities.
Yeah, it's like reading a book while breathing underwater. Like,
what kind of book would you be reading?
You could do that. You could do like you could put your iPad in a waterproof case.
Okay,
and read it.
I was like,
you know what I'm saying?
Books or paper, my guy.
Yeah, but you can like
you reading Braille under there, a stone tablet,
or a stone tablet, or just an Apple tablet.
Right. Well, or
they call those iPads.
Right.
Apple tablets. But yeah, I would just charge admission. Like, come, man breathes underwater. $20 to see. I'm joining the circus, Tyler.
Circus life.
I went from being a diving instructor to a car.
I love how in both scenarios you found a way to make yourself money.
Oh, it's one you've got to. Like, you gotta find a way.
This is my life.
This is my occupation.
Okay.
Yeah, my alias.
What would you do if you could travel into video games?
Ooh.
Here's the stipulation.
Oh dear.
You don't take on the characteristics of that video game. So if you go to a game where superpowers are normal or whatever, you're still Cody Doing.
I'm still just me.
Right. If you go to a place that has a bunch of trolls and scary things, you on your own, homie.
Well, I certainly wouldn't do that if I knew that was like the case.
You wouldn't find one video game that you can go to?
I'm not going to go to like Skyrim.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's dragons or
like
there.
Breath of the Wild or
yeah,
something.
People are like shooting people in the right. knee with arrows. I would probably stay safe and like, can I go to Lego World like or
Animal
something?
Animal Crossing
or perhaps at the craziest like
Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart or something like that.
I wouldn't even say Mario because Mario and them have those like, they can jump and all this other stuff. Like,
well, I can learn to jump. I can't do the physics defying jumps.
I was about to say
that.
Well, that's what saves them half the time. Have you seen these new Mario levels?
Yeah, I have. They're crazy.
I was about to say some crazy stuff.
And people can make them now.
I know. That's
like
super cool.
Mario Maker or whatever it's called.
I don't know if I have the patience for that.
I don't. I can tell you right now, I don't have the patience for it.
I tried to make a Super Smash Brothers stage, and I
He just made it
bare bones.
He made it as huge as he could.
And then put like a bunch of just
random
objects,
things in it.
Hazardous objects in there.
There's a flaming cube that you can hit your head on.
A frozen cube.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I would just chill somewhere like Animal Crossing. If I were to go into a, or like Just Dance or something.
Oh no, absolutely not. Well, they have that now, Tyler. It's called Clubs.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
I won't be going.
I don't recommend doing that. I would probably just go into something very chill, like you said, Animal Crossing or
Tetris.
No, because then things hit you in the head.
Maybe you're the one pushing them off or something.
I would probably just not do it.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I would find a way to do it. Like, and there's some games that's like, yeah, there's some scary stuff out there, but there's like a lot of equipment laying around. Like, I wouldn't find somewhere with like super powered huge enemies and stuff, but like maybe something that like, I don't know. Like, I'm thinking maybe Breath of the Wild because they do, like, even though they do have a lot of enemies and stuff like there, they have like swords and stuff laying around.
Yeah, but you got to be able to use the sword.
I was a little ninja in middle school.
That was many.
I watched Ninja Turtles a lot.
That was many red moons ago, Tyler.
That was many pounds ago.
That was many red moons ago.
I would charge people admission to see me play.
Right. I would charge people admission to watch me go into a video game, right. And then I would get out. The end.
What would you do if you could never whisper again? You can never. So
I'm not a frequent whisperer.
Right. Well, and I thought about that too.
Yeah.
But like, nothing could be said during church.
Nothing could be said. Well, it depends. It depends on like.
Amen.
Well, I mean, you say that, but just because I can't whisper doesn't mean I have to yell. I could speak to you in like
a normal tone.
Yeah, just like, or even like just reduce. Like right now, I'm not whispering, but I'm just talking
lower.
At a lower register.
You would have to choose that very carefully when you were to utilize that.
Yeah, and you would also have to like, I mean, I can't go hunting anymore.
Right.
Because
you can't. If you do, you're growing in solitude.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it would be unfortunate, like, because I want to be able to whisper if I need to. Mm-hmm. Like, if I don't know when I would need to.
So how about this? Let's change it up a little bit. What would you do if you could either only whisper or only yell? Like, you had to pick one, and that's what your volume is for the rest of your life.
Well, I gotta say, I would have to only whisper.
Really?
I can't be the guy that's always just loud.
Here's why. Okay. And
I can't be that person, Tyler.
So I thought you were gonna pick yell because 9 times out of 10, when we do questions like this, the thing at the forefront of your mind is Sarah's safety or your family's safety.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, if something were to happen and you need to yell to warn of danger, that's the option that you would want to choose and then just refrain from speaking.
But
usually,
I'm also a man that loves a good loophole.
Yeah, that's true.
And I can purchase a air horn that means
Danger! Danger!
When you hear me blow this, run.
It starts an ASMR channel.
Right.
Ugh. I would choose...
Don't do it.
I would choose yelling.
Don't do it.
I would.
Don't, bro.
Because people all... Like,
think about what we experienced the other day. In the restaurant.
That's true.
Do you want to be that guy?
I don't, but...
Because you would be.
I also don't like... Huh? What'd you say?
I understand like, I hate that. Repeating. But there's other ways of communicating.
Well, and here's the thing. I wouldn't choose yelling for the sake of yelling all the time. I would choose yelling so where when I need it, I could. Because every other time, I could use those alternate methods of communication, where it be writing stuff down or texting or whatever, you know? Like, I feel like I would choose to utilize that more so than I would whispering.
Either one of these, okay.
It's less than ideal.
It is, but I will, this is my final argument.
Okay.
With whispering, mm-hmm. we could continue the podcast. With yelling,
we could still do the podcast.
No, we can't, Tyler. We can't.
Sure we can.
No, we can't. Continue.
Well, I know we neither of us should continue that.
Yeah. If we're yelling, no one's gonna listen.
Right.
But people will literally listen to like ASMR stuff. Right. So
boo.
I win.
What would you do if you were given $37?
Right now?
Right now.
Like if someone walks through the studio door.
$37.
I would save it.
Nice.
Right now. There has been times in my life where I would like, I got to go.
Got to go.
I got to go get some stuff, fam. Cause right.
For me, it would have been like, oh, time to go eat.
At this present moment, I would just save it.
So the reason I thought of that question was because it's such a, an like it's the weird number where it's like.
It's not 40.
It's not a huge, huge amount, but it's also not small either. It's like that weird, like in between, it's like. Wow, thank you, but it's like, why?
It's like, did you owe me money?
Well, right. It's mostly like, because most people, whenever they give you money, it's either like 10, 15, or like upwards.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah,
like
yeah.
For whatever reason. So it's like that weird middle ground that's like, what do I do with this? And it's like, you can save it, sure, but like if you're saving for something significant, which typically we are, it's like, is that going to make a big enough dent? And then it's like, okay, but this is not exactly something that I could just go bawling on either. You know what I mean? It's like,
me and
here
Sarah,
it is.
We started this new thing recently where I know for sure that I'm doing it, but I'm not 100% sure that she's doing it because I don't know that she needs to.
Yeah.
But I did. Whenever we get paid, mm-hmm. I am allowing myself, I deposit my check, but I keep $50 in cash.
Yeah.
And that is... That is my budget for the week. It's like, I don't swipe the card. I have $50 in cash. Mm-hmm. If I don't spend it and carry it into the next week, I have $100 in cash. Fine. But if I spend it all in one day on whatever, you don't have any more for the remainder of the week.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this in an attempt to ultimately
save money.
Yeah. And not go buy lunch every day. And not, right. You know, so right. it's teaching me a discipline that I needed.
Right.
So I would probably just add it to my $50 that's in my wallet right now.
Nice.
I'd be like, now I have $87.
Right. I got a dollar. That's great. Okay. So
you buy food with it.
Right. Exactly. Basically.
Right.
At the end of the day,
we're going to buy food with it.
What would you do if you could, I'm going to explain this in a second, but what would you do if you could proof one item? And by that, I mean fireproof. Waterproof, shockproof, shatterproof. You can choose one and you can do it to one item.
I will shatterproof my phone.
Okay.
And I will carry it without a case at all times.
Wow.
Because I love the hardware of my phone. But I have the massive.
Fireproof your body or anything?
No. Let's make sure our priorities are in line.
Right,
Tyler.
Right.
I'm not going to fireproof my body. I am instead going to shatterproof my phone that is glass front and back. And I'm going to...
Somehow I knew that's what you were going to
do. I'm
going
to remove this big plastic rubbery case that's on it right now.
I'm going to live on the wild
side. I'm not, because it's shatterproof. You would be living on the wild side.
Right. No, I won't. Not again. Y'all, I finally got my phone fixed.
No, he did not. Well, he got a new phone.
Which in turn fixed my phone.
He has his situation is fixed.
Right.
But his phone is. Guess what happened to me and my phone earlier? Speaking of phones.
What?
I was going to talk about this at the beginning of the show, but I smooth forgot. So I'm glad we're here.
Yeah.
My phone had been doing this weird thing where I thought that maybe my charging port was loose. I don't know if I even mentioned this to you or not. Probably not because we don't talk.
Right.
So I was like, well, this is unfortunate. Like, because I'm going to have this phone until the new phone comes out. This is less than ideal.
Yeah.
So I text Adrian at Electronics Plus and I was like, hey, man, how much does it cost to get a charging port on my phone replaced? He told me the price. It wasn't bad. And I was like, okay, well, I'm probably going to have to do that. And he said, well, bring it by here and let me look at it and we'll see. Because he said, I'll be very surprised if it needs to be changed out. And I was like, well, that's good. So I took it by there today after work. And he has this thing he uses to clean out the charging ports.
Yeah.
There was a huge ball of lint.
Or cat hair.
No, it was straight like pocket lint.
Jeez.
In my charging port. And it wasn't allowed. The reason it looked loose,
yeah.
My charger, whenever I would plug it in, it wasn't being allowed to fully like click into
connect,
place.
Yeah.
So that's why I was having to hold the cord a certain way. And that's why it seemed loose. But once he dug all that stuff out, it's perfectly fine.
Jeez.
Yep. So that happened to me today.
Well, in regards to the question that I asked, I would fireproof my body and live in a volcano.
No, there's still other issues, Tyler. Like, you can't breathe there.
I didn't say, like, in the water. Like, not the water, but the magma, whatever. Which would in turn feel like water because...
Well, you still would have issues with oxygen and the lack thereof. And smoke. There's going to be lots of smoke. And it's still going to be hot.
Let me live my best life.
I'm trying to help you live your best life. Just because you don't burn doesn't mean you're not dead.
Fireproof and heatproof, okay?
Well, now you're freezing to death.
Sweet. Well, that's all I got.
That's
now
all
we know.
Well,
yes, indeed.
I'm glad to know that you would fireproof your body.
Yes.
And you ask me, you're like, you're not going to like do something like fireproof your body? Like, you don't think that my idea is a good idea?
I was thinking you'd like waterproof something or like, I was thinking, honestly, my first reaction was like, you're going to waterproof your iPad or something.
No.
But I understand the shatterproof one. That was like my
Shatterproof my iPad. Currently has a crack in the screen.
Ooh, very late.
Very sad about that.
What you got for us today, bro?
My topic is one that a lot of people are not going to care about.
Oh.
But some people will.
Yeah.
And that topic is digital privacy.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to, I'd like to thank you all for being here today. Appreciate Brother Tyler for inviting me to speak. Before I get into my message, I'm going to lay a foundation. I have here so I took this article from a site called MacRumors.
Yes.
And I took out certain parts that weren't relevant to what we're talking about. But I'm going to read to you here this story. That came out shortly after the release of some softwares, iOS 14.3 and stuff.
Okay.
So it says, the iOS 14.3, iPadOS 14.3, and macOS Big Sur 11.1 updates that are live as of today, the publishing of this article, introduce a new app privacy labeling feature for the App Store and macOS App Store, giving customers a way to determine what data an app collects about them before choosing to install it. Developers who skirt the rules and don't provide information on the data they use can see their apps removed from the App Store. Developers must identify all data collection and use cases and must keep the information in the App Store up to date. Privacy labels are required for all apps for iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and Apple Watch, and will include three sections covering data that's used to track you, data linked to you, and data not linked to you, which is anonymized. Data used to track you refers to data that links user or device data from an app with user or device data acquired from other apps, websites, or advertising profiles. This section also lets you know if an app shares device or user data with companies that sell data. Data linked to you includes information like name, age, gender, etc., which is usually provided when creating an account. Data not linked to you references things like diagnostic data that provides, or rather does not have, personal information. The article then goes on to say that you know, this is something they require from their developers, but Apple is also doing the same thing with their apps,
right?
You know, et cetera, et cetera. And what I did in preparation for this is I went into the App Store and I just took some screenshots.
Okay.
I went into certain very popular apps and I went to look at these. The internet is calling these like, quote unquote, nutrition labels for privacy. And they're like, you know, this is basically telling you this is what you're getting if you download this app. So I went into some popular ones and just wanted to share some of the data that these apps are collecting.
Please
and then
do.
I'm going to present you with the first question.
Okay.
So Google. Google has an app. They have a website. They have an app that makes it easier for you to search.
Yeah.
Here's some of the data that Google collects from you. Data linked to you. The following data may be collected, I would say, is collected and linked to your identity. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Financial info, contact info, user content, browsing history, user usage data, location, contacts, search history, identifiers, diagnostics, and then one of these just says other data. Moving on to Facebook. Wow. This one, if you just look at it, Tyler.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got two columns.
Yeah. This one says data used to track you, contact info, other data, identifiers.
Other data.
Yeah. This one has data linked to you.
Yeah.
Health and fitness, financial info, contact info, user content, browsing history, usage data, diagnostics, purchases, location, contacts, search history, identifiers, sensitive info, and other data. Basically the same thing for Instagram, that same list. Almost the same list. No, it is. It's basically the same list for Twitter and for TikTok and for Angry Birds. Because I was like, let's go to a game.
Is
you know,
still
like,
a thing?
Yeah, it is. And this is specifically Angry Birds 2 because it had the most recent update.
Right.
Data used to track you. Purchases. Identifiers, location, usage data, data linked to you, purchases, user content, usage data, location, identifiers, diagnostics. You get the point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these apps that we use on a daily basis that they know who you are.
Right.
They are tracking just all the things about you. And when I was thinking about this topic, this is something that, you know, I listen to tech podcasts and it's like a frequent conversation.
Yeah.
You know, data privacy, our privacy, you know, this and that. And I wanted to just ask you and get the conversation going here of is this something that is important to you at all as an individual?
No.
No?
No.
And why is that?
Because I feel, one, I ain't got anything to hide. I mean,
that's a common response.
Right. And secondly, like if the government wants to find out anything about me, they can. Why would they need to? It do not matter.
Yeah. The argument that some people would make to you is so there is most likely probably a 99% chance that this is true. There is most likely more data about you on your phone than there is in your house.
Okay.
So, and this is like all these things that the apps say, we're collecting this stuff.
Yeah.
And it is so important to them. They spend billions, trillions of dollars doing research and doing things to get your data.
Yeah.
And they get it. Mm-hmm. And they get it for free.
Okay.
There is an argument that is made that if they are going to take our data, you, Tyler, should be compensated for the data that you are providing to them.
So the broke side of me agrees with that.
Yeah.
That's just like, yes, money would be great. You know, I would love to be compensated to use my phone. Wonderful. The logical side of me argues that, okay, what are they doing when they get this data? Because they're not hacking my account. There's no unauthorized purchases that are made on my account. No one's showing up at my door, trying to rob me or rob my house or anything like that. No one's attacking my family with where they know my location is and stuff. No one stole Mochi, anything like that. No one sabotaged my car. The worst thing that's happened has been really annoyingly specific ads from a conversation I had 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like that's that's been the worst drawback so far.
To you.
Right, exactly. Now, I do, like I said, I don't know what they do with this data, but because, and this may just be like one of those first world privilege things, but like because I don't know and that it doesn't necessarily affect me directly, it doesn't really bother me. You know, I'm not like out there advocating that we need to be compensated for something that's been going on for years. Yeah. You know? But that's.
Well, the problem is like, and you are very much in the majority,
right?
Like you, most people, if I could put probably anyone else in your seat and ask them the same question, they're probably going to say the same thing,
right?
Of like, you know, if nothing's happened, like it is what it is.
Yeah.
And that is mostly true. Like I've not had anything happen to me personally that I can think of. For me, it's like, first of all, it's too late.
Right. Oh, 100%.
Like, and that is without question.
Right.
Here's why it's too late. Because let's say you and me are just friends.
Yeah.
We're not. We're brothers.
Right.
FYI.
And friends.
We are brothers.
Related by blood.
Right. Let's say, but we're just friends. Yeah. And let's say that I have chosen to live a lifestyle where I personally do not download any type of social media. I have chosen to be, quote unquote, off the grid. Okay. As far as that goes, I have nothing.
Okay.
I don't use Google. I don't have a phone. I don't have a smartphone.
Sweet.
You do.
Okay.
You download Facebook. And Facebook is going to ask you during your setup process, may we please have access to your contacts? You're going to say yes. Facebook now has my information because I'm in your contacts. They have my name. They have my number. And they probably from that can get where I live and a lot of other data simply because I was in your phone. That's why it's too late.
Right.
So as much as it was... You recently conducted an experiment.
Yeah.
I, too, recently conducted an experiment.
Okay.
That did not go well.
All right.
There is a browser that's supposed to be an alternative option to Google.
Firefox.
No.
Safari.
No.
Internet Explorer.
No.
Okay. I'm lost.
It's DuckDuckGo. And its thing is its privacy. It has like built-in blockers, has built-in this and that and the third. And so what I've been doing, and I'll just show you here what I'm talking about so you can visualize. So in my phone, on my home screen here, you see I have like Google right here.
Right.
And then I have DuckDuckGo right here. I have a widget set up for the listener where I can swap back and forth between the two. I have a smart stack. And what I've been doing is whenever something comes up that I would need to search, I would first go to Google and just search it as I would. 9 times out of 10, the answer that I need is like, boom, front and center. You don't even have to go to a website. It's just right there. 9 times out of 10 on DuckDuckGo, the top result is like a completely unrelated thing.
Really?
And it's because Google has certain trackers, has the information from everyone that DuckDuckGo does not have. And it's a whole, I won't get into the rabbit hole of like, as far as the technical side of things, like how it works. But the point is, Google has all the data, DuckDuckGo does not. And therefore, my experience as a user is affected.
Right.
I have a secure, way more secure, private search on DuckDuckGo, but my experience is less than ideal.
I understand that, but like... Is it worth it, though? Is it worth going off the grid or going to this super secure, poor experience browser just to protect something that we said, one, is already too late?
Yeah.
But two, not only that, is there any way that we can go over the drawbacks of it? Like, do we have anything that's like, this is bad and here's why kind of thing?
What, because, you mean like for them having the data?
Right, because I'm not a criminal. I'm not on the run. I don't have any reason to hide from the government that knows where I am.
Well, it's not even about the government. So, and there's like a whole, to answer your question, yes, we can't go over things. To answer your first question, is it worth it at this point? No, it's not.
Right.
And that's what I was doing the experiment of like, wow.
Yeah.
Because even if you do use, say, just DuckDuckGo, say you use that.
Yeah.
You're still on Facebook.
Yeah.
And if you're not, somebody you know is, and Facebook has your data.
Right.
We've covered the fact that you and I have not been personally affected. However,
yeah,
there have been people who, because of these places having what they call data leaks, mm-hmm. and you can look into the whole, I think it's called like Analidge something, forget the name of it, would slip me now that I'm on the
right.
podcast, but there was a bunch of data that Facebook got caught that they were selling to right. this third party, whatever it was, and that is like, that's you, like part of the argument is, that's my information.
Okay.
Like you took that from me and now you are profiting off of it.
Yeah.
The another argument is, let's say you're just living your life as you would, but then one day you go into your bank account and it is like a couple hundred thousand in the negative or however that works.
Yeah.
Because someone, through this data leak that happened with whoever, pick one, Google, Facebook, Instagram, yeah. whatever, they have your information and they stole your identity and bought a house with cash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just stuff like that that hasn't happened to us.
Right.
And hopefully won't.
Right.
But there are other people who have been affected by stuff like that. So there's people who are like super serious about, mm-hmm. I'm not going to have a Google Home in my yeah. home. I'm not going to be on Facebook. I'm not going to this and that and the third. And while I understand, because like me personally, you talked about how you don't have anything to hide. I don't either.
Right, but right. But that wasn't to apply that.
No. Did. No, but think about this. Like the way I think about it sometimes is, let's say you're at your house, you're chilling with Mochi, and you decide, I wonder if whatever the place is called, is it Best Walk here in town? I wonder if they're serving sushi. And you decide to pull up your phone and search their number to give them a call.
Mm-hmm.
While you're searching their number, like just imagine all these CEOs of these big companies are like in your house with you, looking over your shoulder and seeing that you're searching this.
Do they really care that I'm looking for
they sushi? Care. They care that you like Best Walk and yeah. that you want sushi, so that way they can sell you personalized ads.
Well, see, and that's what I was going to say is a second ago, is that the selling the information thing, 9 times out of 10, it's to create targeted ads.
Yeah.
And it's to help companies make more money by promoting ads that work, i.e. pizza. 9 times out of 10, the ads that I see are like Domino's and Pizza Hut and stuff. And I'm like, I want pizza.
I want pizza.
And I'll text Cody. I'm like,
we should order pizza.
This happened, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, exactly.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like the, because even, and I don't know if this is going to bust anybody's bubble or not, but banks do that too. And you don't have to be on Facebook or Instagram for that to happen. Banks have, like that, your account information, which is your name, your property address, your mailing address, whatever, that information they sell to third parties.
Yeah.
And like, it's like they just sell that information. Like that's a regular thing and that's public knowledge. Like,
yeah.
So it's like, it's a very common thing. But of course, in regards to folks stealing money and stuff like that, of course, banks usually have procedures in place. Claims can be filed, money can be replaced, yada, yada, yada. But like there are other, and this is, I'm just giving out examples. Like there's other methods for people to steal the money. Like they have those card reader things, those at gas stations, like implants there, they can steal your credit card information. What I'm saying is if somebody wants to, they're going to, but 9 times out of 10, the selling of your personal data is for personalized ads. And I get what you're saying, that like they're selling your data. My argument for that, and this just for the sake of argument, it does not really bother me one way or another. My argument for that is that it's kind of in exchange for the use of the free app, because most free apps are just like tools to do XYZ.
Yeah.
Whereas social media, they're huge. They connect you with people like across the world in a moment. Like it's a huge app that's working extremely hard, you know? And so for it to be free, I think the trade-off is like, we're going to share a little bit of personal data and get you some personalized ads kind of thing. And that's going to help our app. That's going to help you find some stuff that you want. And that's going to help that company make money. Like, and I understand like it's my personal information, but it's like, I don't want to say it's harmless because of the stuff that we talked about. Like it does have the potential for bad stuff to happen, but 9 times out of 10, like I get it, you know, especially like you said, it's too late. What are they going to do? stop, get everybody to stop. Nope. Like, these people are not going to stop using social media. These companies are not going to stop selling the data. Like, the only thing that could be realistically, in my opinion, the only thing that could happen to prevent harm is just to have those policies and procedures in place. And when they're violated, have repercussions for them, you know, like banks do when, your account is hacked and stuff like that. Like, they have, like, backup plans. Like, they have, okay, we're going to file a claim, we're going to do this report, and then boom, your money's returned.
Yeah.
You know? But that's just my thoughts on it. Because, like I said, it's obviously too late. And so 9 times out of 10, it's not super, super harmful. But where do you stand on that?
I stand on it where, like I said, I also have nothing to hide. But yeah. it makes me, like, and maybe it's because I have, like, listened to so many of the experts, like, talking about, like, people who, who, like, keep up with
all the data. Well, and this is coming from a very limited side on my end.
And it's like, of course, there's no way that I could, like, regurgitate everything that I've heard and, like, learned over time and stuff. But it's like, at the end of the day, let's just say something simple. Let's say, like, iMessage.
Yeah.
iMessage is what they call end-to-end encrypted. That means that literally Apple can't see what you send. Yeah. So if me or you are having a conversation over iMessage, it is between those two phones.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, no one can get into that and use it for anything, good, bad, or indifferent.
So wait, pause right there. Can't they... So you know how people used to pull phone records back in the day? Would it not show up with that?
There, to the point where, because it's iMessage, it's like it's Apple's thing. What you're talking about is regular SMS, which would be like between you, like an iPhone and an Android phone.
Yeah.
That's not iMessage. That's not end-to-end encrypted. That could be accessed.
Really?
Yes. And that's why there's been all these situations in the past of like, and I'm not, you know, we don't get political or whatever, but there was a big issue years ago where there was, unfortunately, a terrorist attack, and it was, I don't remember right offhand where it was, because it's actually been quite a while, but the person who did it, they had an iPhone, and it was the belief of the FBI that there was information on that phone that could lead them to finding out whether or not there was going to be other stuff happen, or if whether or not this man's wife was like an accomplice or whatever.
Right.
The FBI wanted Apple to build a software to let them into the phone.
Right.
Because Apple was like, we can't get in the phone.
Yeah.
Now, Apple had originally told them how to get into it, which was like...
the reset,
well, it was
stuff.
Well, they basically told them, you know, plug it into the power source.
Yeah.
Leave it connected to Wi-Fi overnight and then do this and that and the other. Well, unfortunately, at some point in the process, somebody had actually tried to reset the passcode of the phone and it locked it up. And Apple was like, well, we can't get into it. We can't give you the information on the phone because we don't have it and we can't get into it. So the FBI was like, well, you have to build a software that's a back door. That's basically a key that will unlock all iPhones. And Apple was like, no, because if we do that, it's not going to be private.
Right. But I mean, like, in this exact situation is kind of where it's like, legally, isn't that an issue?
No.
Like, because isn't that like, I have limited government law enforcement knowledge, but like, isn't that, I don't want to say tampering with evidence, but like, you're withholding that information that could be helpful to solving a case.
Well, see, that's the thing is they, first of all, they made the point of, we don't know what's on the phone or what's not on the phone.
Yeah.
Secondly, we told you how to get into it and you didn't do it. Third, they were never like subpoenaed or anything.
Yeah.
They were never forced by the government, like through legislative action to build this software. But the point is, you would think, yeah, the FBI says you have to do it, you have to do it.
Right.
But Apple was like, no, because...
No, thanks.
they called it, and like Tim Cook himself was interviewed about it. He said, if we build this, it's the software equivalent of cancer because it's never going to go away and it's going to fall into the hands of someone. It's like having, he said, it's like building a master key that unlocks everybody's house and we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And they fought it and it ultimately, the FBI was like, well, we don't need you anyway. We got into the phone a different way. And they were like, okay, good. And turns out there was nothing on the phone.
Yeah.
So it comes down to, like, I just don't, like, for me personally, like I said, have nothing to hide. There's nothing wrong.
Right.
But it's like, I don't like the thought of people, like, if me and you were having a conversation, I want it to be between me and you.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be between me and you and however many thousands of other people could have access to it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, on my phone, there's my health data, there's, yeah, you know, financial data, there's, like, there's pictures, there's messages, there's, like, everything. Like I said, there's more information about you on your phone than there is in your house.
It's not really an argument. This is just my honest to goodness thought process behind it, is that, first of all, I'm in South Mississippi. Yeah. I'm in Wiggins. There are millions of people with smartphones,
yeah,
across America. What the world is anybody going to want to do with my phone? You're going to want to hear my conversations about how hungry I am 3 times a day?
Right. But it's not just about that, though. It's about,
and I get, like you said, our personal information's on there, but, like, that's not the only place they're at, and that's not the only access that people have to those. And the type of person that it takes to get access to that information without your approval, like, they are looking for it for some reason. They're not just casually, like, let's see if I can find this person's data kind of thing, yeah, you know? And go ahead.
The thing is like, because I hear what you're saying, and, yeah, I also live here, and it's right, like, if you're going to get bored very quickly if you get into mine. But for me, it's like,
right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, if you lived in a glass house, mm-hmm, you know, you would be, I mean, even here, like, where we live, there's like one or two neighbors.
Right.
And that's fine. Like, where you live, there's not very many people around.
Right.
But you would live differently if you lived in a literal glass house. Like, you wouldn't feel comfortable. You wouldn't feel, like, you would feel there's a level of violation there. And, like, if somebody, as someone who has been broken into multiple times,
yeah,
there is this feeling of violation of, like, man, someone was here that wasn't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And that is very unfortunate.
And I understand and agree with that. My counter argument, and this is not us going back and forth kind of thing, this is just us verbally, yeah, processing the situation, but my counter to that would be, not every single moment of my life is on my phone or happens through my phone.
I understand that, but what I'm getting at is that if you lived in a glass house, literally,
yeah,
that would bother you.
Well, like, your whole life would be on display.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's my point, is like,
our whole lives are not on display.
It's not about your life, though. It's like your
conversations and your personal information.
You're like, like, your presence in this world, basically,
yeah,
is like, that's on your phone. Now, yeah, whether you're physically holding it or not, doesn't matter.
Right.
It's the data that's stored in it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's just interesting to me. Because you're right. Like I said, most people would feel the way you feel about it.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting that, like, if you take that into the physical, like, where people can, like, if you live in a glass house, you could see if someone was, like, standing over there watching you, whatever.
Yeah.
But we can't see it in the digital space. So it's like, right, well, I can't see it and I'm not seeing any effects of it, so I don't care. Yeah. All I'm saying is, just the thought of it happening in general bothers me.
Yeah. I understand that.
You know?
My closing thoughts on it. Like I said, with social media, a lot of people post their whole life out there anyway.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they do.
Conversations, 9 times out of 10, most serious conversations are happening behind closed doors. I hate having extended, long, serious conversations through text. If I do, it's because I have to. But even still, it's nothing super crazy. My health information, I don't have, like my blood type or anything on there, or, like, my sicknesses, or, like, I don't have that health thing filled out. I have my fitness tracking on there, but that's the extent of that. I don't have, like, my family's medical records or my medical records or anything like that. The financial information, yes, it's on there, but of course we've covered, there's procedures in place for that. So really, like, then there's location, but, like, so far so good.
Yeah.
But
thankfully,
right, hopefully none of us have to deal with super negative repercussions of this. It is shady. It would be great to be compensated for that. In the meantime, I will not be sending a smoke signal to you to communicate.
Most definitely not. And that's the point, is, like, you know, I too, like, I'm up to my ears in all this tech stuff.
Yeah.
They know me.
Right.
And it doesn't stop me, but it does, like, there are times when I'm just like, wish that wasn't the case.
Right.
You know, but it's too late. I mean, yeah. and that's been my point, is that it's not that, like, you can do anything about it at this point.
Yeah, no.
But it's just,
that ship has sailed.
But it's just like, just the awareness of it all.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Be smart, yeah, folks.
Just like, be mindful that, like, this could happen.
And don't be Googling bomb ingredients.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, like, don't be doing stuff. Anyway, that was just something that I had been thinking of.
I think a reason why it's so hard for us to, like, wrap our, like, for me especially, to wrap, like, our minds completely around it is because we don't, like, some people do live different lives, and they, like, they would be the type of person to Google palm ingredients for one thing or another,
yeah,
you know, to where that would give the government a reason to watch them or something, you know,
yeah,
like, or they are going to those websites that are very clearly not secure and stuff, yeah, you know? So y'all be smart out there.
Well, it's just, you like, know? You mentioned earlier, the personalized ads, like, we see it on Facebook.
Yeah.
See it frequently where people are like, oh, my phone's listening to me, and they get so freaked out about that, yeah, one thing. And I'm like, fam, your phone, believe
they've
it or not,
they've been new.
Well, it's like, actually, like, your phone isn't listening to you,
yeah,
but it doesn't have to. And that's all, right, I'm saying. It's like, they don't have to listen to you. They have all your data.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate.
Yep.
So, anyway, do with that information what you will.
Good luck, you guys.
Not you, Facebook. You give my information back.
This week on Drop the Bop, I have some explaining to do.
Really?
Yeah, because we're so far ahead.
Yeah.
We are so far ahead in our pre-recorded episodes that I will record a bop that came out, like, the night before, and you guys won't hear about it until, like, a month and a half later.
Yeah.
And that's honestly going to be the case today as well.
That's okay.
I'm actually, so I can, we're going, this is a great problem to have. We're so far ahead that I'm having a hard time keeping up with bops because so many bops are releasing, but we just keep going further and further ahead with our episodes, which is great because we have content ready for you guys. In the meantime, I'm going to bring you guys two bops today.
Oh, wow.
Yes. One of them, as of the time of this recording, released last Friday, and it is Anything Can Happen by Mark Crowder.
Oh, I listened to this one.
Yes, featuring Sarah Perez. Very, very good song. It, like, the chord progression and stuff, there's nothing, like, super, like, unique or anything like that. That's not to say it's not a good song, but what really stands out about it is, like, near the end, it, like, turns into this, like, we're declaring this, like,
yeah,
we're declaring that. It's just very, very powerful, very, very anointed. Sarah Perez is a beast. She was an IBC alumni, so I've heard her voice growing up in high school. Well, I technically was. So in high school, I heard her voice a ton. So, like, hearing her, I was just like, yes, go, get it. But it was just a very, very good song. Recommend you guys check that one out. The other one is another one, like, okay, let me try that again. The other one is Believe For It by CeCe Winans. And what I was going to say was that CeCe Winans was a big part of my childhood. Her most popular song, Alabaster Box, is my mom's favorite gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one that I listened to a ton, you know? And this fact that I think this is, I firmly believe that this is going to be her next, like, big, big song because it's already increasingly growing in popularity. It was also released in 2021, but that one is great as well. And CeCe still got it.
She still, you know, got it.
Sister CeCe still.
She's still bringing
coming
them out
bops. With these bops. Yes. Those links will be on our Instagram, our Instagram stories, and our highlight for Apple Music and Spotify. So give those a listen.
Only Alabaster Bops. Am I right?
Sorry. Wow. Time to leave.
Well, I've had a great time today, brother.
Same.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you, and as always, until next time,
be blessed.